So he gives away the answer.
Rashi says the Ferish. The Lavdi Dehu, Lacha Shekora LeHashem, after you call Hashem Truma, the Chometz does not belong to you. But he doesn't stop there, he goes further. Nor does it belong to another Yisrael. It doesn't belong to you, nor does it belong to another coin because you didn't give it yet. I belong to the Shevet Kunin. So the answer is Shevet Kunin. No. Shevet Kunin is not Mishol Nevar. No. So the answer is that Shevet Kunin has the same status as the Goy. Same status as Hegel. Shevet Kunin is a corporation. The Chaloshem by them. There's no person. It's not like Shutfim. Not that you have as many Kohanim are alive in the world today, they're all Shutfim, they all own this Truma. That's not a Shutfim. Shevet Kunin is a Chaloshem Bialis. You can't pinpoint who owns what. That's not. If it were a Shutfim, you couldn't say that any Kohen has a right to take it. He only has a right to take his Mashu, his 1%. The answer is, it belongs to a Bialis of Shevet Kunin, and anyone who's a member of that, Shevet has a right to take it for himself. So that's what Rashi says. If the Chometz belongs to me, or Shal Yisrael Acher, if I would have given it to the Kohen, then Rashi says, Fakert. I would violate by Yerubam Matzah. Fakert, this Rashi's Lishitosa before. Chometz Shal Yisrael Acher, Bishusi, I do violate by Yerubam Matzah. But if the Chometz belongs to Shevet Kunin, the Shevet Kunin is a Gavra La Bar Hochia, violating by Yerubam Matzah. So that's the same as belonging to a Nachriya, belonging to Hegdish. So it's the same thing what you say. What if I'm Mafkir my Chometz? So, the Chometz, that's Hefker. The Chazanish says that Hefker doesn't mean that it's ownerless. Chometz, Hefker means it belongs to everybody. And everybody is not a person. Everybody is not a person who's Muzer on Bal Yorbay Matze. Has the same status as nobody. Lemais, it's the same as Chometz that belongs to Shevet Kunin, Chometz that belongs to Agoy, Chometz that belongs to Hegdish, and then there's no Bal Yorbay Matze. It's not the same as Shutfis. If it were Shutfis, then Taki would violate Bal Yorbay Matze, because Israel owns a share. The Chometz shall have to be Shusi. I would have violated by Rabbi Moshe. The answer is it doesn't mean it belongs to everybody. Be Shusi, right? Right.
Is that the Hefker? Someone say that there's no
Chometz
shall have by corporate ownership. The corporation owns
the Chometz. Yeah. The Zecha Yitzchak claims, right? The Zecha Yitzchak claims a bitzel ponavisha claims in his tshuva is that a corporation. That's the big pilpul that the poskim have had to consider a corporation. So a bitzel ponavisha says in his tshuva that a corporation. It's not the same as a shutvus. It's just that the people who have shares have a schus to make money on the deal. But it's not that they really own the chometz. So therefore, he says they don't really violate Bal Yerubay Matzah. His shuvah has been negated by Bal Yerubay Matzah. According to him, you wouldn't have to sell your chometz. According to the Zecha Yitzchak, you wouldn't have to sell your chometz. The Ari, the Bei Lo, also has a shuvah about corporations. That was the Shver of the Divrei Yecheskel, the Shinim Hashem. The Yazik shuvah, he says a different svara. He says if you have, assuming that it is a shutvus, it depends who owns the majority of the shares. If the majority, says if the majority of the shares is owned by Goyim, so your chometz is bottle beroyed. Bittle beroyed. We usually think of chometz bottle beroyed. If chometz mixed into applesauce, a chometz mixed into gefilte fish, chometz mixed into non-chometz is bottle beroyed. The Ari the Beilor says in a tshuva, if my chometz is bottle and a goy chometz, if the roiv, let's say the goy owns more than 50% of the shutvus. And the Yid owns less than 50% of the Shutva. So the Chometz of the Yid is Batul Barod. But Chometz, the halacha is that Bittul Barod is not enough. You gotta have Shishim. But he says that's only with the Rabbonim. And I tell you, Mimimino is Batul B'Shishim. So since you didn't violate Bal Yeroi Mideraisa, because Minatari your Chometz was Batul Barod, so therefore he says there's no Knas with the Rabbonim, no Chometz Shalom Vapes. The only time there's a Knas with the Rabbonim is when you violated Bal Yeroi Mideraisa. Different Svaris and Pesach regarding Chometz Shalom Vapes.
Yeah.
That's only the Rabbanon. That's only the Rabbanon.
It's better that we had that rule that the corporations don't have to sell because if Wolfbound sold their bonus and then during Pesach they're selling stolen stuff.
No, yeah. Wolfbound does not own a majority, he only owns a control.
The Achronim quote a Zohar, where the Zohar refers to matzah as mechel de mehemnusa, the food of emuna, the mechel of emuna. Exactly, what does that mean? A matzah is mechel de mehemnusa. Bnei Yisoscha writes in his sefer that the difference between chometz and matzah is the following: that matzah, when you mix the flour and the water and you bake it, that's all you have, the flour and the water. When you make chometz, you have the flour and the water plus fluff, plus fake. You have a lot of air there. it looks as if you have much more than you really have. Ali b'demis, you only have that small amount of flour in the water. But when you let the chometz rise, you let the dough rise, then you have, it looks as if there's something more there. So he says that the reason why matzahs, mechel, hamnus is because emunah is supposed to be an emunah pshuta. It's supposed to be a very simple thing, without any fancy sophistication. The Chassidish Sfarim say that that on Pesach the Torah gave us a mitzvah to bring Korban Ha'omer, which is a mincha brought from Sa'orim, which is Meichel Behem. On Shavuos the Torah gave us a mitzvah to bring Shtei HaLechem, which is from Chitim, which is Meichel Adam. Why is the mincha and the Mishnah is having in Perek Rabbi Shmuel that there's a relationship between the Shtei HaLechem and Shavuos and the Omer that's brought on Pesach? They're both on Matar Chodesh. The Shtei HaLechem and Shavuos Matar Chodesh Bamigdosh, and the Omer on Pesach is Matar Chodesh Bamedina. So why is it that the Korban Mincha, which is brought on Pesach, is supposed to be Dafka Meichel Behemer, whereas the Korban Mincha, the Shtei HaLechem and Shavuos, is supposed to be Dafka Meichel Adam? So the Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bar Ditchever writes in Kedusha Slevi, quotes some other chassidus, it's an idea that's found in other chassidus, is found that on Yontav Pesach is the Yontav of Emunah, whereas the Yontav of Shavuos is the Yontav of Matan Torah. Kabbalah HaTorah is on Shavuos. So on Shavuos, we're like human beings. So then when you get the Torah, you're supposed to think, you're supposed to use your mind, you're supposed to use your intellect, and Limud HaTorah. Pesach is the Yontav of Emunah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused all of the SMAKs, the man who rose Mofsad the Eretz Mitzrayim, that everybody should believe in the Rabbanu Shlom, everybody should know. All of the Yudit Gimel Ikrei Huamune should be proven from the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Achronim explain how all of the Yud Gimel Ikrei, not only Metzias Hashem and Banu Shlomo's ability to make Nisim, it's a simit that he must have created the world and so on, and there's Chavi Yonish and so on. All of the Ikrei Huamune are demonstrated from the Yetzias Mitzrayim Nisim and the Flores. So Yontav Pesach is considered the Yontav of Huamune. That's what the Chassidus Sfarim say, that why is it called Pesach and Chumash is given Tam? Pesach, Abotei Avoseinu Melech Mitzrayim. So the Chassidus Sfarim give another time that it's called Pesach, means a mouth that speaks. You have to talk. What do you have to talk? You have to talk to Hagodah Hashtes, but you have to talk about Emunah. Pesach is the Yontav of Emunah. The Rebbeinu Shlom did all the Kriyas Yamsus and all the Nisim Yechloth in order that we should have the Yisodis Emunah Nisgala to us. So on Yontav Pesach, when we celebrate the idea of Emunah, the Yisodis Emunah, so Emunah is supposed to be a very simple Emunah. No sophistication. No, nothing fancy added on. Just believe. We saw behind. We saw that Rabbanu Shalom showed us, he demonstrated to us that he created the world and he makes all of these kind of laws and he runs the world and he's Chav Yonish and Shein Fart. There's nothing to declare about. No philosophy necessary. Hashem King Shavuos, Shavuos is the Yontav of Kabbalah Satera. So then, we are supposed to use our human intellect to delve into learning and to learn more and more. Balatanya has a long Arichas on this. We quote Psukim in Tehillim, several Psukim in Tehillim, Adovin Amelech and other Mechabu HaPsukim in Tehillim say, one Pasuk quotes, Ayol tarag al afiki moim kenaf she tarag elecha alikim kenaf she tarag elecha Hashem, that the yearning and the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a behemoth, it's like an instinct. It's not that the person is supposed to work it out with the intellect. Torah, for Torah is supposed to use the intellect. The Rebbeinu Shlom gave us the Torah, he gave us our mind, we should learn Torah. But the intellect was never meant to be used for Emunah. Emunah is supposed to be like a behemoth knows where the water is. How does it? Doesn't see the water from such a distance. It can smell through instinct, it knows that that's where the water is. Kayol tarag al afiki moim, like the gazelle runs towards the water. Kinaf shetarag alecha Hashem, so too the person should feel his kavis tachadish bochur. He should just have the status of moon and shem. And the Tanya quotes other psukim like that, where the different mechaberim in different parts of Tehillim say, behemus hayisi imach, ani behemu v'loyish. Different psukim say that benegiat emuna, the person has to be bechinas behem. There's not supposed to be any sophistication. So that's what the Chassidus Sfarim said, that's the pshat in the Zohar. But the matzah represents something that wasn't worked on. Matzah is a lashon that the Gemara uses. The Gemara says in Gittin that there are four different types of cloth. What we call parchment cloth, that's me'ubad legamer, that's really treated chemically, and it comes out as parchment. You have three kinds of parchment before it's fully done. So the first is or matzah, the Gemara calls it. The Rambam calls it like that, the Gemara calls it the brightest. Or matzah means just plain high, just plain leather that was not treated, no treatment at all. It's just in its raw, original state. So the Gemara has different dinim for a Shabbos, if you carry on matzah, how much you have to carry for its all purposes. The Gemara has diphtheros, other forms, but the word matzah means something that wasn't worked on, something in its very rough state. So too, matzah is the mechel de mehemnusa. This is supposed to be the representative of what emunah is supposed to be like. It's supposed to be an emunah pshuta, without the schatmus and without the hakiris. without sophistication, without philosophy. I mentioned before that we just had a simcha before. My wife just had a baby boy this afternoon. So we're going to have, the Tzadis Hashem will be having a bris on the first day Chol Hamoed on Tuesday morning. So whoever happens to be in Washington will have the bris after Shachas at 90 Bennett Avenue at the Broyes. So whoever happens to be there is certainly invited to come. It should all have a Chag Kosher V'Sameach. I didn't know.
There'll be no cheer next week, Chol Hamoed.